Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we have some breaking news right now from Washington. In a major setback to Republican efforts on health care, there will not be a vote today. There will not be a vote on the Republican plan to replace Obamacare. A GOP leadership aide tells NPR that the Speaker of the House has advised the president to pull the bill, and the president agreed. Let's get the latest from NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, tell us more about what's just happened.
Yeah, you had it there. You know, the speaker advised the president to pull the bill is what the speaker's office says, and the president agreed. But then you had the president go and call a reporter from The Washington Post saying that he said to pull the bill. You know, this is a lot of the kind of spin that reminds me of the failed grand bargain between John Boehner when he was Speaker of the House, when he couldn't get his conference lined up, and President Obama. And you had Boehner's office saying, no, it wasn't his conference. It was that the president had moved the goalposts. Big difference here. This is a president of the same party, and this is the first big test between this Republican-controlled Congress and this president, and they just failed.
Does this mean that there will be a vote at some point later, or is that it for this bill?
Well, this reserves the ability to have a vote, you know, at some point. I mean, the thing is, with Trump saying last night that he was giving an ultimatum to these Republicans to say that you vote now or you get nothing, if they were to hold that vote, a couple things would happen. A, you would get a list of all the vulnerable 2018 members of Congress who would suddenly put themselves out there for a bill that would go nowhere in the Senate, most likely. And also, if it were to fail tonight, you would have a group of people walk the plank for no reason at all. So instead of doing that, Paul Ryan strategically advising the president, pull the bill so you don't put those members at risk. But it is a blow to this president, given that he said he wants a vote no matter what, and he's moving on. So if he's saying he's moving on, they're going to move on to other things. And without big changes, this bill isn't coming back.
Well, you say they're moving on, and this is what the president sort of hinted at last night, that if they didn't get what they wanted on health care, that they would move on to other items. But what does this mean for President Trump's agenda now if he sees that he can't get this big piece of legislation through the House that his party controls?
Well, I guess I'd answer with a question, because if you can't get health care through, and for 7 or 8 years, Republicans have been campaigning on saying, give us control, we will repeal and replace this unpopular Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and they can't do that when they finally have control, what does that mean for something like tax reform, for something like infrastructure, which Steve Bannon, the chief strategist at the White House, believes is key to Trump's reelection? If they can't muster the votes for health care, how do they do so with tax reform, with infrastructure? You're going to see all kinds of backbiting now in talking about how the president really wanted to start with tax reform or something you can get Republicans to rally around. Look, they still have the numbers. They still have the votes. If they can get everyone to agree on tax reform, they certainly can do it. But this makes the job that much more difficult and definitely hurts their credibility.
And what are the consequences for Speaker Ryan? Because a lot of people in the lead up to this have said that his speakership may even be on the line with this vote.
You know, the consequences could be huge, but they would have been much bigger if a vote were held and you had to have those members walk the plank. You would have very angry representatives who said, what was the point here? What was the strategy? You make me take this vote and then it fails. They would then be going for the speaker's head, unquestionably. The problem here is there's nobody who can keep Republicans together. This was the whole point. Paul Ryan didn't want this job. He didn't want to be Speaker of the House. He was essentially asked as a favor by John Boehner to run so that because it was said that he was the only one who could win 218 votes just to be Speaker. Hmm. Now, in his first big legislative test, he can't get the votes together to pass this big, important piece of legislation that's a huge priority for President Trump.
If you're just joining us, we're just following the breaking news from Washington that the GOP, the Republican Party, in the House have pulled their health care bill, their overhaul of Obamacare, because it appears they just didn't have the votes among Republicans to pass it. Domenico, does this mean potentially, or does it make it much more likely that Obamacare survives?
Well, that's what the president threatened. You know, the president said in his ultimatum, leave, we're moving on from this, and then you leave Obamacare in place. And what he had also said in other interviews was that if you leave it in place, Democrats are going to come begging for changes because it's in a death spiral and it doesn't work. Now, the Congressional Budget Office said that it's not in a death spiral, that there maybe need to be some fixes, which President Obama has talked about, former President Obama has talked about making some of those fixes, but there is no path forward necessarily on making any of those kinds of fixes or changes. We also have to watch and see what Health and Human Services winds up enforcing because the mandates are still in place.
Right.
And what will that mean for people who want to buy healthcare?
All right. Well, a lot happening. And stay tuned to your NPR station for the latest on what is happening in Washington. What we do know is that the GOP have pulled their healthcare overhaul bill off the House floor. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.